morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. And joining me this morning is our live blog director, Jamie Jors. And we are talking about your Green Bay Packers. I want to talk about some wide receivers today. A couple of wide receivers have been making the news lately. Not a lot of news revolving around the Green Bay Packers right now. But the news that is has to do with the Packers. Has to do with the wide receivers, I mean. the big news yesterday was that Mark Murphy, Packers president Mark Murphy, was named to the NFL's competition committee, which is kind of cool. That means he's very much involved in rule changes in the game. You know, every year around the NFL's owners meeting, there's always a couple tweaks that are pretty interesting. Of course, this past year, the kickoffs was the big one. Moving up the kickoffs, had a lot more touchbacks. They only gave the people covering kickoffs that five-yard cushion. Big change as far as football goes. I mean, not a huge change, but I mean, just kind of breaking tradition a little bit. And so Mark Murphy going to be part of that. It had even been suggested on Vic Ketchman's article at Packers.com. Actually makes a very good point that maybe one of the issues they're going to be examining is that when there are too many defensive men on the field, as there was in the Super Bowl. Happened to be a mistake by the New York Giants. They didn't do it on purpose, but there was 12 men on the field. And late in the game, of course, they're clinging to a lead. And it was only a case where, like, it's a five-yard penalty or something like that. And you know, the Patriots were driving, and I was almost thinking to myself, why do you not put more defenders out on the field? You know, like, why do you not put 20 out there at that point in the game when there's just like seconds left and you only give up 5 yards and the other team is backed up by a ton? Why not put 20 out there? Give them the 5 yards. Yeah, that rule's got to change. And so that might be something Mark Murphy is a part of coming forward. But that's a topic that we'll get more into detail in during the NFL owners meeting when they talk about rule changes a little bit more. When is that? That is usually sometime in, is it March? That's a good question. But anyhow, we're going to talk about wide receivers primarily today here on Railbird Central. Last week, a topic that we didn't get to very much was about Donald Driver. He had made news for several reasons last week. And I just mean we haven't talked about it here on Railbird Central. Been talked about plenty of other places. In the news, on blogs. I'm sure on Jason Wilde's radio show they brought it up. But it was discovered last week, I think it was Friday, that Donald Driver had played with a broken finger. He actually suffered it, I think, during the Packers' only regular season loss to the Chiefs. He had mentioned this during some appearance last week. I believe Trenny Kuznarek, who's the in-house announcer at Lambeau Field on the Jumbotron. She was there at the meeting, the appearance with him, and had reported that. Broke his finger and played the rest of the year with it. Actually looked very good down the stretch. As you remember, Donald Driver was like the best player in the Packers' loss to the Giants in the playoffs. But anyhow, Ted the Sledge points out on our live blog, March 26th to 20 is the owners' meeting this year. Thank you. So late March, we'll be talking about rule changes and things along those lines. But for the time being, Donald Driver. So not only did we learn he played with a broken finger, he also said he would be interested in playing for lesser money to renegotiate his contract, which is good news if you're a Packer fan, I would think, if you want to see Donald Driver kept around at least. I'm kind of in the category where I think they should keep him if he does agree to a smaller contract. You cannot simply pay him what he is being paid right now, and I think he might be due a bonus sometime soon, in March, I think, right around the time of free agency. So the Packers probably have to make a decision soon, or they're going to have to pay him, what is it, something like around $2 million? So really, I mean, this is going to become an issue here sooner than a lot of people realize that something's going to be done here, because I don't think there's any way the Packers pay that bonus. I think they should keep him around. I think he's a veteran. You know, I think he still has something left in the tank. But, I mean, he might be the number five wide receiver on the Packers. But if he's willing to accept that role, be a mentor, and be the best number five wide receiver he can possibly be, I think there's a spot for him still. I just don't think you can pay him a ton anymore. He's not a Pro Bowl receiver anymore, although he can be an effective part of the organization. And the reason this is kind of brought up is because, you know, that news was brought up last week, but just happened to be yesterday that former Packer Mark Tauscher spoke on a local television channel in Madison, Wisconsin. Of course, that's where Mark Tauscher went to college, the University of Wisconsin in Madison. He also happens to live near there still. I believe he lives in Sun Prairie, so he has connections to that area. But he kind of talked about the just being a veteran player who's coming near the end of his career. He went through that already. The Packers cut him, moved on. So he has a little bit of experience with that. And the local channel, WISC, Channel 3 in Madison, talked to him about that in regards to Donald Driver. There's an article, if you want to check it out, at JS Online, blog post by Bob Wolfley, and he kind of sums up that interview with Mark Tauscher. But Mark Tauscher said, quote, "The thing with Ted is he is consistent with what he does." Of course, referring to general manager Ted Thompson. "He treats guys fairly. As long as he does that and sticks with his plan, what he thinks is the best thing for the team next year moving forward is what he's going to do. It's just a matter of you have to kind of come to grips with things and say, listen, at this number, this isn't going to work. You understand the economics of it because you have been doing it 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 years. And that's the situation Mark Tauscher was in. And that's the situation Donald Driver is in now. I see already people talking on the live blog. Ted the Sledge says Donald Driver was a great Packer, but I think it's time to move on with younger guys. And of course, that's the debate. I mean, right now, the Packers have two wide receivers who were on their practice squad last year, Torrey Gurley and DeAndre Burrell, who they actually, near the end of the season, gave a raise to. They paid them as if they were on the regular 53-man roster in order to keep them from signing with another team. They both had offers from other NFL teams to be on their 53-man roster, and the Packers offered them a raise to stay with them, saying, this is a good team. You know, this is a team that's winning. Why are you going to go there for a couple weeks? We want you. We've talked about that on this show before. And of course, I mean, people are really excited about Torrey Gurley. He had a really good training camp with the Packers. So they don't want to see a guy being, you know, his growth stunted, you know, when he's on the verge of being perhaps a very good player in the NFL. Whereas Donald Driver's career is on the downside. And I understand that. What I think, though, is that Tory Gurley is an unproven commodity. That's the way I see it. You know what you got with Donald Driver, a fantastic locker room presence, among the best in the NFL in that regard, and a guy who can still be solid, not spectacular, but solid. We don't know what Tory Gurley's going to be. Maybe he'll be good, but you just don't know. Ted the Sledge points out, too, they kept Shaky Smithson in IR all year, too, instead of waiving with an injury settlement. And good point. There's another wide receiver. I think Shaky Smithson's kind of in another category a little bit. I really see him as a kick returner. I think the only way Shaky Smithson makes the team is if Randall Cobb gets hurt. That's it. I think he's a wide receiver, and he would play wide receiver. That would be his position on offense, but like only as a last resort and is probably the last guy off the bench. He was brought in because he's a kick returner, and that would be his role. And that's why they're keeping him around, just in case. Jamie Jors points out on the live blog, Donald Driver had 8 drops. Yeah, little bit of a concern. Donald Driver has had issues with drops throughout the years. Not big time by any means, and Jamie points out, not that I think he's a quote-unquote dropper, but I think his couple of late games are clouding his whole year. And I understand that too. He's had some drops. I just think he also brings a positive aspect to the team as well. So I think the Packers kind of try to make the attempt to re-sign him. And we'll see how it plays out. Like I said, this is going to come up sooner than a lot of people think. Because I believe that roster bonus, or whatever kind of bonus it is paid in March, right around the start of free agency. So just a couple weeks, and the Packers are going to have to make a decision. They're going to have to renegotiate with them, and you know, maybe that's the case. Maybe all of a sudden, just out of the blue someday, Packers agree to renegotiate a contract. Also, sometimes they keep those things under wraps. This past year, the Packers renegotiated the contract with running back Ryan Grant, and that kind of like didn't come to light until, I believe, far long after it happened. But anyhow, I got a feeling with a guy like Donald Driver, though, that's going to be a little bit more news, just because of the way the Packers have to create salary cap room, things like that. You know, that. So, I can see it going both ways. Personally, if I was the general manager for the Packers, and I'm not, I would attempt to keep Donald Driver. It would not surprise me in the least if the Packers just happened to part ways. Cut him. Cut Chad Clifton, too, for that matter. It's just the way I see it. You know, Ted Thompson, that's the way he's operated. He's done it to Al Harris. Done it to Nick Barnett. Brady Papinga, Justin Harrell, all these guys last year they cut, and many more. I could go on through examples throughout the years. Marco Rivera, you name it. I mean, there's plenty of examples of older veterans Ted Thompson has parted ways with, so I'm not going to be surprised either way. I'm just saying I would make that attempt at least. Donald Driver has said he's open to renegotiating. I think he's still effective as a number 5 wide receiver in what he brings to the locker room, at least for one more year. I don't know about beyond 2012. We'd have to see how good of a season he has. Because Donald Driver's going to catch on somewhere. He said he still wants to play and perhaps play until he's 40. And some team is definitely going to be willing to take him on this year. Again, I don't know how much more effective in the future he can be. That is yet to be seen. But he'll be playing somewhere in 2012, no doubt about it, 100%. Even if the Packers cut him, somebody's going to pick him up and pick him up pretty fast, I would think. Stewart comments on the live blog, has a question here. What about carrying five tight ends again? I don't see that if they lose Grant. It's going to be interesting. I mean, it's just way too far to tell how many tight ends the Packers keep again. I mean, JerMichael Finley is set to be a free agent. Yes, I think he'll be back with the Packers, but it's not a given. On top of that, Andrew Corliss had that very severe injury. You have to imagine, at the very least, he is going to begin the season on the PUP list. I think that's best case scenario for Andrew Corliss, and he comes back at midseason. I mean, you don't even know if he's going to be available. They got the young guys. They got Tom Crabtree, who's, you know, of course, starting to become a veteran. But then the two rookies, DJ Williams and Ryan Taylor. And you got to think, all those guys will be given a chance to come back, but they're all going to have to prove themselves. Crabtree, Williams, Taylor. They're all going to have to earn their roster spot. None of those guys are guaranteed one. So, we will see. It's just way too far out to tell if the Packers keep five tight ends again. I mean, that's going to be something that plays it out during training camp, plays itself out during training camp. But getting back here to the wide receivers. So that was one issue with Donald Driver. And the other is with Greg Jennings. I happened to make a post on Cheesehead TV yesterday. Hopefully many of you saw it. If not, go check it out. It was an interview on Monday, so just 2 days ago. Greg Jennings appeared on ESPN2's, what is that show with Dan Lebatard? Dan Lebatard is something or other. It's some weird title of that show. Somebody will post it on the live blog here. Dan, highly questionable, that's it. Dan Lebatard is highly questionable. So they had, you know, Greg Jennings on the show for a fairly lengthy interview. And he happened to say, I mean, they talked about many things, about the disappointing end to the season and how the Packers lost to the Giants and just what Greg Jennings is doing in the offseason and things like that. But one of the comments Greg Jennings made that got the most attention, at least from my perspective, and a lot of debate on it in the comments section of our blog, is about the comment he said about wanting a roof on Lambeau Field. And yes, he said it in jest. He was joking, no doubt about it. But, I mean, you kind of, personally, you look into that comment a little bit, and I wonder to myself, is this a joking matter? Because, as I pointed out, the Packers lost, are coming off a loss in the divisional round of the playoffs, and they've lost four out of their last six playoff games at home in Green Bay at Lambeau Field. This is not a team that's getting it done in January. At home, nonetheless. Meanwhile, the Packers are having a ton of success on the road, and especially in domes. Think about the playoffs last year. Going into Atlanta, the number one seed, beating them in their home stadium in the Georgia Dome. And beating them handily. The Packers blew them out last year. In the Super Bowl, go to Jerry World in Dallas. Win the Super Bowl over the Pittsburgh Steelers in a dome. Just this past season, winning every dome game there was. Again, in Atlanta, in the Metrodome, wherever they played, in Detroit. Doing good. So the question is, you know, is this a joking matter? The goal is to win, right? Win every regular season game. That's the goal, right? I mean, so you want to win at home, and hopefully you have a season like the Packers did in 2011 when they went 15-1, meaning all your playoff games are at Lambeau Field. That's the situation you want, right? Playoff games in January in Lambeau Field? is Ted Thompson building a team that's not built for the Colt? And should he be? I mean, it's kind of coming to the point now where you do have to question it a little bit. I mean, he's built a good team, no doubt about it. Nobody's debating that. He's building a successful team. But I mean, should Greg Jennings really be joking about this? I mean, I don't want to get on him too much because I know he was, I know it was just kind of a throwaway comment. And you know, he was just being truthful. I mean, he said they've had a lot of success in domes, and they have. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You want him to be successful on the road too. But it's just been so disappointing. The playoff loss this year and four out of the last six playoff games. They've lost two-thirds of their last six playoff games at home. Stewart says on the live blog, a retractable roof like the Sky Dome would be awesome. I tell you, there's a little bit about debate in the comments section on that on Cheesehead TV. And there are very, very strong opinions. Many people saying that's the stupidest idea ever that you would ever think of putting a roof, even a retractable one, at Lambeau Field. It just goes against tradition and everything they've worked so hard for. And there's another group that says it's time to get with the times. This is the way the world is going. I saw one guy say, nobody ever thought they'd be playing night games under the lights at Wrigley Field. And guess what? It happened. And now it's the norm. And I realize there's a difference there between a roof over Lambeau Field and lights at Wrigley Field. But still. And I tend to agree with the crowd that says, no roof over Lambeau Field. I think that's just the way it is, you know. But I mean, I think somewhere it's got to start coming from up top, from Mike McCarthy and maybe Ted Thompson telling Mike McCarthy that this has to be a big point of emphasis with the team. They've got to take on this persona that they are going to be very tough to beat at Lambeau Field in the cold. They are going to pound opponents, especially warm weather ones that come to Green Bay. It's got to be this tough personality. You know, they got to start having that mindset where they want to play in the cold. I know it's tough. I know it's not really the ideal situation. But I mean, if you're a player, it's just you want to play in warm weather. I mean, you don't want to have to be thinking about being cold. But it's the reality of playing in Green Bay, really. I mean, there's no, you can't avoid it unless you put a roof over the, but I mean, that just takes away everything about the Packers, you know, the whole, you know, the frozen tundra, that aura, their history. I just don't think you can take that away without the product being perhaps somewhat lessened. Comment from Kyle Cousineau on the live blog. They'll never put a roof over this Lambeau Field, but I'll bet it's seriously considered when they build a new stadium in 25 years or so. Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, it's perhaps if we all live long enough here, I mean, they're going to have to remodel Lambeau Field again at some point. You know, it was just remodeled several years ago, 2003 or so, I think, was when they opened the new Lambeau Field. It's going to happen again. It's going to be a while, but it's going to happen again. And who knows, at some point down the road, I wouldn't doubt either if it's discussed. I don't know if they'll go through with it, but I tend to agree right with you. 25 years from now, I can see that being part of the discussion. But that's 25 years down the road. Comment from Packer M. Burrow on the live blog. Quit being macho and dress appropriately. The massive loss of heat really drains a body. Anyhow, So very two interesting topics coming from wide receivers in the past day or so. Donald Driver and the future of his career with the Packers, whether or not he'll be a Packer after breaking a finger this past season, after saying he'll take a pay cut, and whether the Packers will be interested in renegotiating with him. And then Greg Jennings saying he wants a roof over Lambeau Field, albeit jokingly. So, you know, that's what we... Those are two topics right now facing the Packers, and fun to debate here on Railbird Central. And, of course, we mentioned Mark Murphy earlier being part of the NFL's competition committee. And again, I said we'll get into that more in late March when the NFL owners' meetings happen. Another thing I learned yesterday, just speaking of Greg Jennings, this will be bigger news come March 2. I'm sure there will probably be, you'll see a story about it somewhere, but I believe there was an article in USA Today that Greg Jennings said in late March as well. This offseason, he's going to be taking a trip to Africa. It's an initiative he's doing, giving hearing aids to underprivileged children in Africa. And a very noble mission, so good luck to him. Again, something that's now more than a month away, but something you'll probably hear about again in the future. So, you know, Greg Jennings is a great guy, no doubt about it. You know, doing stuff like this. So, Greg Jennings for Kyle here on the live blog, who spaced out a bit. Greg Jennings going to Africa on a trip this off season. You know, during the off season. You know, he's not going to be missing anything. On an aid mission to give underprivileged children in Africa hearing aids. Very cool. So, best of luck to Greg with that. And he deserves a lot of praise for the work he does in the community. But everybody, thank you so much for joining us here on Railbird Central this morning. Once again, we'll be back on Friday in two more days' time. In the meantime, make sure to check out all our coverage here at CheeseheadTV.com. On behalf of Jamie Jors, I'm Brian Kirivu. Have a good Wednesday, everyone. We will see you later. I will leave you with a song called Sometimes a River by String Cheese Incident on Psy Fidelity Records. See everyone. Go Pack, go.